Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Sequential Circus has been Vancouver's premier showcase of live electronic music, art, and performance for over a decade. Strap on your dancing shoes and join us for Sequential Circus 22 on Saturday, April 21st at Open Studios. Musical performances by 1800 Height Street, Amos Hertzman, Lace, MAAM, and Quest, visuals by Dermot Glennon, Pixel Pusher, and Ian Ross, an aerial hoop performance by Celine. Tickets are $20. Get more information at sequentialcircus.ca.
Hello, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is CITR Radio on the unceded territory of the Musqueam people, and you're listening to Word on the Street. And it's a very empty studio today, almost all alone, but I brought a friend because I didn't want to be all alone. So what's your name?
Hi, I'm Val.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty well. It's a change up today because there's no one really here. But we're going to make use of what we can. And to start off, we're going to play a couple songs from our friend.
Yeah, dear friend.
Dear friend. So first of all, this is Summer Lovin'. She goes by Woohoo on SoundCloud. Enjoy.
Longer than anticipated.
faded, let's keep the pace. We'll be going places we said. Summer loving, tenantar, winter loving, sipping on coffee in the city, you're so lovely. Summer loving, little bit less heartbreak will be so nice. But if you can't help it, that is alright, I won't lie.
Hello, hello, we're back. This is 101.9 FM. You're listening to Word on the Street for CITR. And we just played two tracks from our friend Aileen. That was SLS, and the one before that was Sum 11. And now I just want to talk a little bit about This Is America by Childish Gambino, which came out in the past week or so, the past few days.
Yeah, a few days ago.
Yeah, and he released this when he was on SNL, so yeah, 2 or 3 days ago. And he also released another track called Saturday. But of course, This Is America is getting a lot more attention because of the music video. It is, but it's just not. There's no video attached. It's just the performance. I don't think so. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's gotten a lot of attention, of course. I think it already hit around 30 million views on YouTube.
Isn't it, like, trending everywhere but America?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's ironic.
That is very ironic. Yeah. I guess YouTube, or somebody up there did something about that. But what I was just saying to you before is I think that what Donald Glover is doing, to be clear. yeah. Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover, is doing is a good way of promoting social activism through art. And I think it's kind of what Kanye thinks he's doing, but he's not. And I would like to try to appreciate Kanye's view, but it's a bit cloudy for myself right now. For the record, I don't think he's totally lost it. And I think that a lot of what he's doing is actually a really smart way of promoting himself and just calling for attention. Because now when the album comes out in June, there's multiple albums. Yeah, I mean, everybody knew him before, but now he's got, I mean, because now he's got that whole other audience that maybe he didn't really have before.
So,
yeah. I mean, he did endorse Trump before when he was initially inaugurated. I'm not sure if you knew that, but he met with Trump and Ivanka and in the White House, right? And everybody was kind of pissed when that happened. What are you doing, Kanye? You know, but now that he's, you know, he tweeted a picture out, and it was a hat sign, Make America Great Again hat. And then, and that was the thing, we talked about this last week on the show, but for those who weren't listening, I'm sure you've heard about it by now, but Trump retweeted Kanye's tweet talking about Dragon Energy, and he's like, very cool, Kanye. So not exactly sure what to think about that, but definitely an interesting conversation. I'm curious to see what happens in the near future. But I just think a big part of it for sure is just a distraction and something to grab your attention so that you're going to listen to his music. Not because you want to necessarily, just because you want to know what he's going to say. Yeah. I mean, he's no, he's not shy from controversy in the past, but this is a bit more radical. Compared to, I'm gonna let you finish.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Beyonce had one of the best music videos of all time, all of that. Yeah. This is a bit more envelope pushing, you know. So we'll see what happens from there. Anything else you want to say about Gambino or Kanye with that? Any thoughts? Yeah. I really liked the, I mean, it makes sense that we're talking about both of them because I don't know if you saw the A Kanye Place on SNL. It was a parody of A Quiet Place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was really funny.
Oh, yeah, that was.
Yeah. Because I think that SNL, for me at least, a lot of times is hit or miss.
Yeah.
And when someone like Donald Glover goes on, you have high expectations. Yeah. I think he met those expectations. So yeah, it was definitely interesting. But if you guys who are listening haven't heard about A Quiet Place, it's written and directed by John Krasinski, Jim from The Office, you probably know him as. And A Quiet Place, the premise pretty much is that there's a monster, and if you talk or you make any sound, then the monster's gonna get you. Mm-hmm. So it can hear you, but it can't see you. So in this skit with Kanye, Kanye's tweet is featured in it.
Yeah.
They're walking through like a cornfield or something like that, and then Kanye's tweeting out, and Donald Glover is like, oh my god, he just tweeted out.
Yeah.
And it's like the Make America Great Again. Yeah, and because of the reaction, they end up getting taken by the monster, so it's a pretty good play on some current culture crossing over.
Did you see the Friendos?
Friendos.
The music video that they made, Bino and the other people on SNL?
No, I didn't.
It was so good. They were like playing on like Migos and like...
Oh.
Yeah. And they were just like, they made a Migos song about therapy.
Hmm.
It was so good. You should play it in this.
Okay. Okay. Anything else? Any other opinions about that stuff? Anything else with music that's caught your eye recently? Or anything you want to share? Okay. We're going to come back in a bit. And for now, we're going to play Sticky by Raven Lanae. And then after this, I'd like to play a Saba song because he was here in Vancouver last night at Fortune Sound Club. And I think he's an important voice in the hip-hop community coming up. So here's Sticky with Raven Lanae.
Remind me of before we had insomnia, sleeping peacefully, never needed a pile of drugs, everybody was college bound, no dollar amounts, and God we trust, senior year my prime ain't had no party bus, my cousin hit me on Facebook like what short are you taking, I'm lying, I'm playing, I'm saying I got one to take and I'm waiting on her response, wrote her a 3-page letter, it's 3 days later, never hit me back, she broke my heart, so now he eyeing me shit like yo is shorty bad, I pretend not to be depressed, she never wrote me back. I hit him back like, yo, well, fuck her, it's on to the next. I wrote that message thinking I'm awkward, probably never had sex. You know, in high school, 16, you probably late. My cousin hit me back, don't trip, bro, I got you a date. So he sent me this link to some girl I had never seen. He said to call her, tell her Walter sent you, you with me. I think about it for a minute, like, what's his intentions? I mean, we never really got along or used to kick it. In fact, if I remember vividly, he picked on me. He used to beat me up and take my sneakers every family visit. I'm skeptical to let her know I'm Walter's little cousin. What if this shit all a joke? Then again, what if it wasn't? Would I really risk the chance of me potentially fucking on some stranger daughter? Cause I barely know if I could trust him. Probably not.
I finally call her, tell her Walter send me my name Taj. She asked me what's the color scheme that we gon' wear to prom. I'm acting like I'm not excited, trying to play it off. So what's the car we taking? Worst come worse, her mom could take us. I call Walter, thank him. He said, don't trip it, just wear black. He said, she cool and they go back. If any problems hit him back, I never had to. But now we in tune. He Facebook messaged me like, sorry not to be a nuisance. But he like $30 short on all his prime suit shit. I'm like, I got you, cuz that's the least that I could do. He tell me, send him to Addy and he'll slide after school. I'm like, okay, bet. Never knew where he stayed at. He walked down the street, hella surprised. This where y'all place at? Uncle Carl, Auntie Deborah, my cousin Rena. And I'm surprised too, my family knew, kept this a secret. Me and cuz stayed down the street, living different lives. Every day he on the bus, me I get a ride. I gave him 30 on the porch, he never went inside. He tell me thank you, then he walked back home with a smile. He trying to hide it, but I see his dimple. I'm thinking, damn, that transaction was simple. I'm talking shit, I know he hoop. I'm like, hey, where the rim, bro? He like, tomorrow, if you free, you probably weak as shit, though. I know my brother not, so all three of us went to the park and ran some niggas off the court. I'm hella passive, I was passing, I ain't have to score. The next day, the prime, I couldn't sleep, I stayed up. My granddad gave me a condom, then walked away, didn't say none. She hopped out of a car and said that her name was Jada. My heart's racing, I'm focused, I'm trying to keep it player. Gave her the croissant, a corsage, or whatever the fuck my mom handed me and said, now put it on a hand, Malik. Family ties. My grandfather taught me how to tie for tie, cause my dad lived in NY. That's probably why I was shy, so self-conscious. Took pictures on the porch and then we headed for the prom. And Walter went on prom the same day, but to a different place. So he texts me like, cuz, this the spot, let's meet up later. And bring Jada through. Prom flashed, I kept it cool. We show up to the function where she brought a change of clothes. I'm looking around like, damn, I don't know nobody. We at this party out west, and Jada left to get dressed. I fake like I'm sending texts, some stranger get really close. I swear that I hear his breath, then he put a knife to my neck. Gave me the rundown like Jada, my sister. And if you hit her, fuck her, make her miss you, I'ma kill you. At this point, I'm just exhausted, wondering where the fuck's Walter. He shows up like 30 minutes after our altercation. I never mentioned it to him, he kinda overprotective. And I know if I tell him that he'll beat this nigga scarlet, turn his body a skeleton in a nighter and terrible. I excel and say fuck it, and I just chose to let it go. Walt went to St. Louis, had a full ride for his hooping. Him and his coach got into it, now he back home doing music. Ay, I was at Columbia, a damn near straight A student. I had one beat in a hip hop class, I thought that shit was stupid. He transferred to Robert Morris, O.S. Libby down the street. My class let out at 2:40 and his class let out at 3. Mama asked me where the hell I been at, where the hell I be. I'm with Walter, mom say, I keep walking in here late. I might fall off in your bed, I get girls now, I get laid. I get caught up, I blame Walter, I'm a product of my age. He talked to Ed girl downtown Chicago wingman. I cannot fly though, he was in cab, white Impala, he was that nigga in the party. Awfully popular for someone that they barely mention. Plus we from the part of the city that they barely mention. Just logged into Twitter and somehow we was barely mentioned. We signed our name on an open mic list and then they skipped us. And then they skipped us again like a week later. Like obviously this fucking host can't read the paper. Hella intimidating, the big guy didn't have to flex. So Walter walked to the host and said, this the name you calling next. Bullied our way to the stage and then overstayed our welcome. An apple never get too far from the tree that it fell from. Just like my father trying to do music and hope I make it. Walter joined me for the journey, said the city waiting. Pivot. Invincible, dodge death like a mad magician, more times than a mathematician. I'm in LA working on bucket list project. I get a call and get a fishy feeling. Normally raw joke on the phone, this time he over serious. My heart dropping, I'm like, yo, what is it? He say he with TY on the highway and some niggas just tried to kill him. Emptied the clip on the car, but somehow they didn't hit him. Sometimes I fucking hate Chicago cause I hate this feeling. Innocent niggas get shot at in the broad day, the AM. I asked him for a play by player how their whole day went. He say he went to export and they ran a full court, and I cannot retort without thinking that this can't be the reason. So what else you do? What about Ty? Is he still cool? Where you on your way from and where you on your way to? He say he just left for dinner at a friend crib and that's it. He say Ty don't do shit but smoke. Honestly, Sabbath, that's it. Give him sympathy. Another case, mistaken identity. The news probably gonna run it. Says two gangs from different streets. Police questioning him like he just shot at a trooper. My boy walked away unharmed and we did Lollapalooza. Yeah, 6 months passed by. Every day we celebrate. Every day a better day. I just dropped bucket list. Water about to drop a tape. Everything going perfect. Couldn't paint a better way. Pivot gave
that he made. Kid Cudi, we are not riding the waves. Hey, grandma made his play. We played 2K, that's just the day before. Fatima got a show tomorrow. He texted me, hey, we in that hole. I went to the barbershop the first thing the next morning. Then I got up with Legit. We supposed to do some recording. 10 minutes into the session, I got a call from a number that I don't got saved. But I answer anyway. She says, hello, Malik. Have you or Squeak talked to my son today? He was just on the train. We got in the car, but we didn't know where to drive to. Fuck it, wherever you are, my nigga, we'll come and find you.
Just another day in the ghetto. Oh, the streets bring sorrow. Can't get up to date with the schedule. I just hope I make it to tomorrow.
Hello, hello. This is We're on the Street, and you just heard Prom/King by Saba. He was here last night in Vancouver at Fortune Sound Club. Didn't make it out to the show, wish I could have, but can't go to every concert, you know how it is. So in a second here, we're going to play an ad and a PSA. And then after the ad and the PSA, we're going to play Talking Pictures by Friggs. We had them play some music for us a few weeks back. They're a local band. So enjoy, and we'll be back soon.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband Tom and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Thank you.
Hello, and we're back for a quick second. That was Talking Pictures by Friggs, a local band. And now Val is going to introduce our next song.
Hello, hello. This is my favorite song by Steve Lacy. It's Dark Red.
Something bad is about to happen to me. I don't know what, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave me.
Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up on me. I belong with you, only you.
Bad is about to happen to me. Why I feel this way, I don't know, maybe. I think of her so much, it drives me crazy. I just don't want her to leave me.
Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up.
Thank you.
fall in love too easily? I'd fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. I'd fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. I fall in love too easily. I'd fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last.
Hello, hello. We're back for a brief second. Today we have a show that's mostly just music because we don't really have any guests here, except for Val, of course, not counting you out. But we just don't have a lot of people to make a huge conversation, so we're just going to play some music for everyone today. And that was I Fall in Love Too Easily by Alembic, actually from BC himself. You can check him out. Yeah. And now we're just going to play a couple ads and PSAs, and then after that, we'll get back to some more music. Enjoy.
I'm going away. Look into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. Won't you hear with me?
Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
LGBTQ2I night is a positive. Thank you.
And we're back. This is Isaac for Word on the Street. And you just heard Not My Baby by Always, another Canadian group for you. And next we're going to play a song that's a little different than everything else that you've heard today so far. This is going to be WeChat by Higher Brothers. They're a group from China, and as far as I know, the only predominant rap group from China right now, because there is actually a media ban on hip-hop in China for you, those of you who don't know. So it's pretty difficult to make it out of China in general as a rap group, but because of that media ban that's in place, it's very difficult. I saw this group at the Fortune Sound Club, just like how Saba was there last night. Good venue. And it was quite an interesting crowd. A lot of people from China, for sure, they're there. I was one of the only Caucasian people there, as well as my friends. But it was a great experience, and they know how to hype a crowd up and perform very well. So this is WeChat by Higher Brothers featuring Keith Ape. Watch out for 88 Rising. They're a label that you're going to want to pay attention to. Rich Brian is on this one as well. Here it is, WeChat.
What the f***? Hey, it higher, it higher, it higher. There's no Skype, no Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram. We use WeChat. Yeah, yo, Case, tell me your WeChat number.
Aha! 我打开微信不是来听你逼逼着写的，我打开微信不是来听你逼逼着写的，我打开微信不是来听你逼逼着写的，我打开我打开我打开打开微信，朋友圈出奢名牌包衣服有卖貂皮，心灵鸡汤的作用基本为零对于你赚钱的机会只给我不给你没时间，我打开微信不是来听你逼逼着写。二最终拿钱为代购，我没人挽留，想自由这种年后，即使掉垃圾我都懒得删网友。 撕逼脚，七七做三观骨头，出去我才懒得道路，不小心暴露，没能够一帆风顺，一千个年轻人，九百个辣妹，我现在还单身，就摆出来混。妈蛋，跟我聊骚，哎我阿妈天天做，等待，非得过五分，我专门写几个，后来就上去了，打了个包里都买了个合同门的月光，收了个烟酒杯，电话都懒得给我转，你 bestie 哎，多人哈，到了 business，
我打开微信不是来听你逼逼着写，我打开微信不是来听你逼逼着写，我打开微信不是来听你逼逼着写，我打开我打开我打开大概大概大概，我打开微信不是来听你逼逼着写，我打开微信不是来听你逼逼着写。 我希望你们不要放过，不能不被雷不要放过，不理智的人不要放过，喜欢说谎不要放过，我只想要独自一人，音乐是我独自一生。Maria Carey Coakley为女人的欢呼如此逼真，我要睡了手机静音，微信明天早上看，满怀期待醒来发现全是舆论在扩散。你问你产品推销，他喊我发个红包，当我把所有的废话都看完后走进了我的眉毛。拿出手机就发现90多条我未读的消息。 找不到我的动机，工资是我的动力，我的时间仿佛干净和环境，他们之间根本就没得缝隙。爱过经营的玻璃，不愿再尝试过敏，任何人都不可以，包括你也不可以。我还有时间去做，慢慢去做，拓宽世界去努力和练习，长时间坚持下才能进步。我关了你手机屏幕。我打开微信不是来听你逼逼着写，我打开微信不是来听你逼逼那些，我。 打开微信不是来听你逼逼着写，我打开我打开我打开打开打开，我打开微信不是来听你逼逼着写，我打开微信不是来听你逼逼着写，我打开微信不是来听你逼逼着写。哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，哦，
멀리 선하를 불러 yeah. 내 손목에 보석을 얹어 주먹 봐봐 이건 무슨 바지 주먹 yeah. 나란 죽이면 넌 죽어 난 진실을 알고 있으니까 조격 yeah. 세상에 내 종자 폭격 UFO처럼 모두가 나를 목격 yeah. I just wanted to slay I just wanted to pray I'm just amazing Asian they don't play what you trying to play 친구들은 안 누구다
아니야 장난 깜짝 네가 치고 너무 무거운 탄창 작품 변함없이 장난만 지나간 장난만 가득 찼는데 가리는 박살 나 근데 너무 믿으면 어쩌고 해 All my ages backwards 벌써 Drop the volume in mother world 나 부 밖에서 문화처럼 걸어 나비고 마시고 취해 여전히 마시고 취해 아직도 마시고 취해 너무 취해서 못 움직이네 나 모든 곳에 취해 있어도 걱정 안 해도 돼 왜냐면 나는 어떻게든 결국엔 끝에 가서 전부 다 댕취 않지 모든 것 다들 쏟아다 난 자주 중국 투어랬지 VPN으로 난 펀했음 위챗으로 나는 펀했음 Stop it, little bitch 다시 가면 쇠슨 난 자주 중국 투어랬지 VPN으로 난 펀했음 위챗으로 나는 펀했음 Stop it, little bitch 다시 가면 쇠슨
And we're back one more time, just for a few more seconds here. That was Pretty Girl by Claro. And we're just wrapping up the show. Not much talking today, just the two of us. Thank you for coming in, Val.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And for those of you who are listening, I wanted to let you know our show time is changing for the summer. So instead of Tuesdays at 5 p.m. now, we'll be having the show on Fridays at 5 p.m., right after the man himself, Narwhar the Human Serviette. So be sure to listen, and we'll see you again next week, Friday, 5 p.m. This is We're on the Street.
Thanks for listening.